Hello, 大家好 I am Jenny and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你
Hello, this is the queen
英女王听到你这样会很生气吧
I'm very happy to be here today talking to you
Can you do like a sexy proper British accent?
The queen is very sexy
Thank you 用Hugh Grant 的 accent 好不好
Hugh Grant accent All he does is stops talking and blinks his eyes and quite
好啦 Adam 真的 You're so talented when it comes to accent To British accent in particular 那今天呢我们的节目就要跟大家讲讲英式英语特别是英国人特有的一种说话的方式说话的艺术我觉得真的就是笑里藏刀的一种高级黑
Yeah, there's just something about, you know, what they say and how they say it that's not always easy to get
对而且我觉得英国人很厉害的就是比如他要嘲笑挖苦一个人他不会像美国人那样全放在语言里或者表情里让你知道、mm. 他就是还是用一个很 elegant 很优雅、mm-hmm. 很高级的方式说出来然后你还以为他在夸你结果没想到、he's totally making fun of you.
Right, exactly.
这种高级黑啊今天我们就来跟大家说说其实最近在网上也流传很广的一个帖子来分析英国人这种说话的方式。好那今天呢我们就会把 what the British say, 啊他们经常一些高级黑的方式和 what they actually mean, and also what you might understand it to be, 都放在我们的微信推送里面是很有意思的一个对照的表格欢迎大家一起去看一下。OK, 那前面我说英国人就是那种高级黑的方式啊、mm-hmm. 说话很笑里藏刀、mm-hmm. 这个英语里面有相同表达
Yeah, you know, there's some words, they don't mean exactly the same thing, but close enough.One word we use, well, we could say just sarcastic.
Right.
But usually when you think about sarcastic, you think about like a little kid, right? Like, great, mom, I'm so happy. So you might want to bump that word or look for a word that's a little bit higher level, like something like acerbic. That's a good one.
Oh, I learned a new word just
it's,
now.
It's a weird one. It's spelled kind of weird, too. A-C-E-R-B-I-C.
Acerbic.
Yeah.
他的意思就是像那种高级黑是吧
A little bit more. I mean, it makes me think about the word like acid, right? Like something that kind of...
酸。
Yeah, but it burns you.
哦、oh, ，但是对，就是会让你感觉哦、oh, 被刺了一刀。
But it's not because the person's saying like, oh, you're stupid. It's、mm. because they have this clever way of saying that.
Exactly, 对 a clever way of saying something.、Mm.Really awful.
Really awful, yeah.
其实就讲到英国人的那种思维说话方式经常会用到的一个形容词是 dry,、
mm-hmm.
很干。
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, 就比如你会听到说 the British humor 是一个 dry humor.、
Mm, dry wit.
或者 dry wit,、mm. right? Wit 就是机智诙谐的意思。
Right.
但是它是那种 dry 就是我们说的比较像冷面滑稽就是你看上去它是很严肃的、mm-hmm. 或者是甚至是很优雅的但、
right.
yeah, they're saying something, you know.
Well, because an American comedian, for example, would probably be very loud.
It's and, all out there, right?
Right, exactly.、Like, you might be a redneck. If you leave your toilet on the front lawn, you might be a redneck.
好那讲了那么多英国人的这个 dry wit 啊他们这种高级黑那我们就具体的来举一些例子啊比如当一个英国人 he wants to disagree with you、
mm.
但他不会直接跟你说 oh that's really stupid
yeah
I don't agree with you
I don't agree with you
他可能会对你说
I hear what you say、
mm. 就是我明白你的意思、mm-hmm. 我听到你听懂了你的想法、
mm.
But almost in all cases, 它其实是有一个 but, 对吧
Well, it's going to be a but, of course.
Right,、
yeah.
I hear what you say.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, a British person with a bigger vocabulary might try to avoid the word but,、mm. but there's still going to be an although,
however, nonetheless.
yeah, exactly.
对，所以 the British might say to you, I hear what you say, but、Ooh. What do they actually mean?
I disagree and do not want to discuss it further.
Okay, so cut it.
Yeah.
不要再讲了，对吧？然后如果你只是 on surface level, 就是如果你只是从表面看那句话，你还以为他同意你的观点。Oh, he heard what I said.
Wow.
That's great.
He accepts my point of view.
其实不是的。还有一点，我觉得英国人也很喜欢用反问句挖苦人家，比如说 Oh, you're very silly, aren't you?
Aren't you? Yeah.
他就是说你傻，然后And he's asking you to agree with him, aren't you? 你不觉得你很傻吗？
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, 那我们再来看一个例子。当一个英国人说你很傻的时候，他可能会说，我很尊重你。
Yes, with the greatest respect.
然后哒哒哒，
省略号。Yeah.
因为 respect 我们觉得是好的嘛，是尊重，而且这里是 the greatest respect.
Right, yeah. I mean, basically this phrase comes from another one, with all due respect.
Yeah.
With the greatest respect. Respectfully, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. 你是个傻瓜是吧？然后你看表面你还以为他很尊重你，很尊敬你是吧？
He is listening to me.
OK, 所以我觉得英国人还真有意思啊。他说你不好的时候他会说你很好，但是当他想夸你说你还蛮好的时候，他会说 Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, you guys do this too.
对，我们很 modest, 很谦虚啊。
But I mean, I do remember telling a friend of mine who is a very good singer once.
Right.
After she finished singing, I said, not bad. And she looked like I just said it was terrible.
他是哪里人呢？
China.
中国人。
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 可能我们对这个英语的理解有点不太一样。
Well, her English is pretty good, so I wouldn't, you know, anyway, the point is, it wasn't like I said, like, this is exactly how I said it. Not bad. Which, if someone said that to me, I would think, like, they're saying that's pretty good.
Okay, 对，比如一个英国人说 that's not bad,他其实是在夸你、It means, yeah, you're pretty good,
yeah.
Right? That's pretty good. 但是你可能觉得 Oh my god, Adam said I was awful.
Yeah, exactly.
那你觉得在美国人的思维里面，当一个美国人说 that's not bad 的时候
yeah, that's fine, yeah.
也是还
Everybody says it.
可以是吧
Yeah, so if you hear, it doesn't matter where the person is from, if you hear a foreign friend telling you not badIt means it's good.
你就把它当成中文的不错就可以了。
Exactly.
我们再来看看一些 work situation, 哈。
Okay.
比如在 office 里如果有你的英国同事或者老板跟你说 Oh, that's a very brave idea. That's a very brave proposal.
Yeah, so immediately I would think like, what does he mean by brave?
很勇敢啊，你很大胆啊。
Right, but what does that mean in a company context? So that would immediately would set some alarm bells going for me.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. What does he mean?
就我觉得这也是英国人和美国人不太一样的，因为我的感觉是在一个美国的 office setting, 如果老板说 Oh, that's a very brave idea,很多时候他是就是在说 It's, you know, very innovative.
Right.
就很创新。但是好像在英国人的 context 里面他就说 You're crazy, that's
right,
a crazy,
you're crazy
idea.
Yeah. Your bravery here is actually another word for you being crazy. It makes me think of another word that's very similar, which is ambitious.
Right.
You think that ambitious, you know, is a good word or ambitions are good. You know, they drive us and blah, blah, blah. But oftentimes when we use ambitious, we will say like, well, that's ambitious.
对，其实就觉得
Meaning that's crazy.
Crazy, unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
Right, 不实际啊。好，刚刚我们说 that's not bad, 其实是还蛮好的。但如果有一个英国人跟你说 that's quite good.
Quite good.
还不错呢。
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, you need to listen to the way they say it.If it comes out as, you know, like, oh, quite good, then it probably is good. But, you know, a lot of the times it's going to be like, oh,Quite good.
对，我也觉得好像 quite good 让我的感觉就是说你还有很多进步的空间。It's not there yet.
Right, yeah.
Your Chinese is quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean it.
It's fine.
我觉得你中文 is not bad, okay?
Thanks.
好，那你还有什么这种 British-isms 要跟我们分享吗？
Well, there is one that I do like in our little table, and that is, I'm sure it's my fault.
你确定都是你的错是吧
I'm sure it is my fault
不是我的错。当一个英国人说 I'm sure it's my fault 的时候、mm-hmm. 他其实是说你应该有自知之明 It's your fault.
It's your fault. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, I mean, it's just basically, it's not my fault.
对
Right, but I'm being so modest and like, I mean, picture a British person talking to the king or the queen, right? You can't say like, hey, king, this was your fault. The king would kill you, right? So you have to find ways to be like, oh, your majesty, I'm sure it's my fault.
就是很 passive aggressive.
Well, it's kind of more like you're saving your own skin. Because the king wants to know, like,why did we lose the war or something? And like, oh, your majesty, you spent all the money on, you know, grapes or something. And, but you can't say that. Oh, your majesty, I'm sure it's my fault, but, we have eaten too many grapes.
还有一个就是在吵架的时候、mm-hmm. 特别是 couples 吵架、mm-hmm. 你经常说哦，肯定是我的错了
well,
I'm sure it's my fault 这个你说这个话的时候其实
is much more passive aggressive right?
right
yeah exactly
是在 blame the other person、mm-hmm. 我觉得还有一个有意思的说法是又要说到那个当一个英国人 agree or disagree with you 的时候他不同意你的想法但他不会直接说 I disagree or I see things differently 他说、mm-hmm.I almost agree.
I'm on the road to agreeing with you.
I'm getting there.
I'm getting there, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yet. I almost agree. 所以你英文听到 almost 的时候就是还没到。
Right, right,
right. Right, 就是他还没有 agree with you, 是吧？好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，诶，我们各自再挑一个说法吧。
Okay, well, I can choose one that kind of follows...your logic of the almost,、right? And this one contains the word bit.
Oh, just a little bit.
A little bit. We don't always need to say a little bit. Just a bit is sometimes enough.
Okay.
We can talk about that on another show. But if you hear something like, for example, I was a bit disappointed.
真的吗？你有就就有小小的失望
？A little bit, but that actually means I was really disappointed.
就大大的失望。I was extremely disappointed.
Well, I was a bit disappointed.
I was a bit disappointed.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the thing. Sometimes that bit, it doesn't mean a little bit. It means a big bit.
Okay, 那我最后要说的一个、I know this is kind of confusing and contentious,Just the word interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for years, people have asked me, like, hey, Adam, does interesting mean not interesting?
Is it good or bad, right?
Is it good or is it bad?
就比如你做了个 PPT, 你做了个 presentation,、
right.
然后老板说、that's very interesting.
Right. I mean, I almost sometimes feel like a broken record. It really just depends on the...Tone.
Situation.
Well, the situation and the tone of voice.
Oh, 那什么样的一个语气，一个 tone of voice 是不好的？
Interesting.
啊、oh, ，就如果他说的很慢的话。
Right, it slows down and it kind of dips down, like a tone-wise, kind of like, oh, interesting.
Interesting. 那如果老板说 oh, very interesting.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, or, yeah, when people tell me things, like that's the word that I use. Oh, interesting.
但如果他告诉你一个你觉得很 crazy 或者很无聊的事情
Right, or if like it, you're commenting on the situation, right? Usually when we're being sarcastic or ironic, we are commenting for other people too, right? So, you know, Adam just says this one thing. Oh, Jenny, I went to the shopping mall and I bought a toy and it was, and you think...
Interesting.
Interesting.、Yeah.
对，很慢的时候基本上就不太好。
Interesting.
Okay. Well, you're very clever, aren't you? 那今天我们的节目就到这儿。每一种语言其实就是代表了那种文化的思维啊。今天跟大家分享了一些非常典型的 typical British sense of humor, dry wit. We hope you guys enjoyed it. 然后你还想听我和 Adam 在节目里讨论什么话题呢？都欢迎大家在留言里面告诉我们。Okay, we look forward to seeing you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.